Honey, I screwed up the kids!
You were handed a broken map and told it was the only road. So you handed it down, still torn, still landing nowhere worth arriving. You were taught to sit, to comply, to forget the questions burning in your throat. And when your children began to ask, you taught them silence was safer than truth. This is not your fault alone, but it became your fault the moment you stopped asking whether the inheritance was worth keeping. You traded their wonder for security, their fire for a pension, their why for because I said so, their becoming for mere surviving. You called it love, this slow flattening, this gentle suffocation wrapped in good intentions. You feared their hunger, because yours was never fed, and starving people do not trust abundance. But your fear is not their fate, unless you make it so. You gave them to the institution like offerings to a temple whose gods you never believed in but were too tired to question. 8 hours a day. They sat learning obedience dressed as knowledge, conformity dressed as achievement, silence dressed as respect. And when they came home empty, you blamed them for not trying, never asking what the system was designed to produce. It was never designed for greatness. It was designed for compliance. And you, weary, let it have them, because the fight seemed too large. Look at what you worship. Comfort over meaning, safety over truth, approval over integrity. Your children learned to worship it too. They learned it from your silence, from your careful avoidances, from every time you chose the easy lie. They learned that adults do not believe their own words, that principles are decorations, that the soul is negotiable. You taught them this without saying a word. Children are scholars of what we actually do. The dreams you buried did not stay buried. They rose up in your children as the same longing you abandoned. And when you saw that light in them, that terrible, beautiful fire, you reached for water, calling it your wisdom, your protection. But it was fear. Fear that they might succeed where you surrendered. Fear that they might prove it was all possible all along. So you clipped wings and called it teaching them to walk. They needed Socrates. You gave them test prep. They needed to know why humans suffer and what makes life worth living. You gave them grades and rankings and the terror of falling behind. They needed to be seen, their particular genius honored, their specific struggles met. You gave them to a machine that cannot see anything but average. And when the machine returned them broken, You blamed the child for not fitting the mold. You knew the schools were failing. You knew the tests measured nothing that matters. You knew the homework was busy work. You knew the spirit was being crushed. You knew! And you said nothing. Because everyone else said nothing. And silence is so much easier than being the one who speaks. Your children needed a defender. They got a collaborator. You were their first teacher, their first window to the world, their first evidence of what humanity could be. And you outsourced it to screens that teach them they are not enough, to systems that teach them they are interchangeable and sometimes expendable, to cultures that teach them consumption is meaning. You had the sacred task of forming a soul, and you treated it like an inconvenience to be managed. Your child is meant to become a great being, not a copy of you. They needed you to fight, not for their comfort, but for their becoming. They needed you to question every authority that demanded their submission without earning their respect. They needed you to say, "My child is not a product. My child is not a score. My child is not raw material for someone else's failing economy." They needed you to be the adult you wished you had. The one who saw the fire and fed it. Now they sit in rooms, scrolling through emptiness, wondering why they feel like strangers to themselves. Now they have credentials, but no convictions, information, but no wisdom, options, but no foundation. Now they are afraid to want anything too much, to believe anything too deeply, to become anything too fully. This is the harvest of seeds you did not know you were planting. But you planted them with every silence, every surrender, every well-meaning betrayal. And yet, the soul is stubborn. It does not die easily. Beneath the rubble of fake education and distraction, something still breathes. Your children still hunger for what they were denied. They still dream of lives that mean something. The fire you tried to drown is not dead. It is waiting. So now, what will you do? Will you keep serving the gods that failed you? Will you keep offering your children to systems that do not love them? Or will you become, even now, even late, the parent you were meant to be? The one who says, "I was wrong. I was afraid. But I am not afraid anymore." The one who chooses, finally, to fight for what matters the most. You cannot unbuild what has been built, But you can stop building on rotten foundations. You can stop lying about what you value. You can stop pretending the system serves your children when it serves only itself.
You can begin today to tell them the truth. The world is broken, and I helped break it. But you can be part of healing it. And I will help you now, instead of standing in your way.
Every child born is a question the universe asks. Will you honor this? Will you serve this becoming? Most of us answer with cowardice and convenience. We answer with delegation and distraction. We answer by looking away.
But the question does not disappear. It lives in every struggling student, every over-medicated child, every young person who has forgotten how to want. The question is still being asked. How will you answer now? Will you help your children to grow so that someday they may grow all the way up and become the great beings that the world needs?